You're listening to the Jessica Harlow Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Harlow. I'm best known for being a content creator and producer in mainly the beauty and self-help space. I created this podcast because I believe every woman deserves to do more than just admire beautiful, successful, happy women, but also experience being one herself. If you're tired of the noise of the world telling you how you should look or how you should behave, how you should feel, what you should want, what your life should look like, and instead are ready to live a life on your terms and decide what that means for you, you've come to the right place. A new episode of the Jessica Harlow Podcast goes up every single Thursday with one goal in mind: to bring you something of value that you can use to make your life happier, healthier, and/or sexier. If you've been enjoying this podcast so far, I'd really appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and/or shared this with your friends on social media. If you do, please take a screenshot and email it to hellogorgeous@jessicaharlow.com, and in return, you will receive a handful of exclusive content such as my hair care tips and secrets for growing the longest and healthiest hair possible, as well as some of my favorite quick healthy snacks, and also so much more. All totally free and will arrive to your inbox almost instantly. It's my way of saying thank you for helping this show to grow. Okay, so a lot of the time people are trying to get more done rather than focusing on getting more of what's actually important done. If you've ever read the book The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss or many other books on business and productivity, you might have heard of what's often called the 80-20 rule. Focus on the 20% of the things that bring in 80% of the results. And that can be really challenging for a lot of people because most of us are like, oh my God, everything matters. And I think it's a natural thing to attempt to do it all at first, because it's really only after you try enough things and give them enough time to prove themselves that you can really decide, okay, here's what's working, here's what isn't. And it's really important to not just go, 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 and always make time to reflect and see what's actually making progress and what isn't, what would be better, what needs to be tweaked. And obviously, this goes for really anything that you want to achieve in your life. Honestly, it's really important to not just look at, you know, just what's going on in your work life, but also what's going on in your personal life. So if you really want something, never give up, never, ever give up on wanting what you really want. But be flexible in the how of it, because just because one way works for one person, it doesn't mean it's going to work that way for someone else or for you. So you have to be open and be flexible and keep your eyes open for opportunities. Right now, it's August, right? We just started August, and most people are at the slowest that they'll ever be in the year. Usually August is when people are either going away or they're sipping rosé. There's not really much going on that's actually productive for most people in August. And this really means that it's a great opportunity for you to catch up on the things that actually matter to you. So I find that nights, weekends, some holidays, the end of summer, those are often the best times to really double down and get what I need to get done without any interruptions, any distractions. To do the things that I've not had the time to do during the week or during regular business hours, I need to like not have people bothering me. And I think everybody can relate to having people think that just because they're available and just because they're working and like they're being productive, that all of a sudden that means that you're available to kind of tend to their needs. So I feel like we can get very caught up in meeting other people's expectations just because, you know, of the busyness of everything. So for me, I really believe in the best, most valuable things that anyone can really accomplish. They tend to require a lot of solo work and preparation. And in August, I just think it's the best time to get ahead while the rest rest. The best time to attack your enemy is while they are asleep. So you might remember, if you've ever seen the show House of Cards, Frank Underwood saying, "I've always loathed the necessity of sleep. Like death, it puts even the most powerful men on their backs." Now, taking advantage of the temporary deaths of sleeps, rests, vacations, hiatuses, by doing the opposite yourself can actually be really great. So when you see other people are sleeping, taking vacations, resting, doing their hiatuses, just working less, it's actually probably in your best interest to do the opposite. Like when everyone else is going left, you go right. Get what I mean? So do what the rest aren't doing or won't do. Do the opposite of what the masses are doing and you'll end up ahead. If that's what you want, if getting ahead is important to you, if you're happy and content with your life right now, I think that's fantastic. But if you aren't, and if you're complaining, and if you're unhappy, if you're dissatisfied with anything in your life, with any area of your life, if you're like, oh, I wish I could do this, or I wish my life could be more like that, then you really owe it to yourself to put in the time and energy to make that a reality. So recently, I actually came across a quote on social media the other day that said, if you spend just 1 hour a day investing in upgrading your skills, your knowledge, your mindset, a year from now, you'll have put in 365 hours, equal to almost 9 40-hour work weeks. It adds up. If you think about it, 9 40-hour work weeks, that's just more than 2 full working months. So if you spent an hour every day for 365 days, that's 365 hours. It's insane. You can make a lot of progress. Like think about anything in your life that you would want to improve on, get better at, make more progress in, learn more about. If you were to put like 365 hours, think about how much better you can get. So a lot of the times you're going to think of that like 365 hours, that sounds tremendous. But if you really think of it as an hour a day, it's a lot more doable. And that really speaks to consistency and breaking down bigger tasks into smaller bites, like 1 hour a day or 2 pages a day, or identifying some type of task that you would need to do consistently, at least mostly daily, and putting that on the top of your to-do list. That can really bring you closer and closer and closer to your goals instead of seeing it as a gigantic task and putting it off until some future day when you'll eventually have the time, which most of us know that almost never happens. That's a lot of the reason why people procrastinate, is because you think to yourself, like, it's a huge task. It's going to take me a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of energy. Like, I just don't have that right now. And that might be true, but if you're finding yourself consistently putting something off, you have to do one of two things. You have to ask yourself, is this something that I really want? Because sometimes we have an idea of we want to do something, but we don't really want it. So think about whether you're in the position of, you know, it would be cool if I did that, but it's not like something that I would regret on my deathbed. If that's the case, whatever. But if it's something where you feel like if you were to die and you would look back on your life and think, shit, I wish I really had done that thing. I wish I made time for that. I wish I put in, you know, maybe less time watching some show on Netflix and more time doing that. It would have really, you know, just made the quality of my life somehow richer. Those are the things you really need to do. So you do have to ask yourself those questions and really, you know, get honest with yourself, because I think, again, a lot of the times we think we want certain things and it's not really the thing that we want. It's what that thing represents. And that can actually be achieved in so many different ways. So again, it's about being open with the how, but that's a whole other episode. So you probably heard of the quote, like, how do you devour a whale one bite at a time? And it's really about breaking bigger tasks down into smaller bites so that it's more doable. So I'm going to give you 2 really great examples of this. First is, there was a story that I'd read about a comedian that had crossed paths with Jerry Seinfeld. And he asked him for one piece of advice on how he can become a better and more successful comedian. And Jerry said something along the lines of, if you want to be a comedian, you have to write jokes and you have to do it every single day. You have to show up, sit down, and write and work on material, or at least write something that you never know you might eventually use. Just showing up and writing and doing it every single day consistently. Even if you don't like what you've come up with, even if you think it's awful, even if it sucks, even if you throw it in the trash, you just do it. So Jerry said to this man that each and every January, like, this is how he keeps track of it, is that each and every January he hangs up a huge year-at-a-glance calendar on his wall. And every single day he writes new material, he'll draw a big red X over that day. And eventually, as you go on, the days go on and you've sat and written down the new material, it starts to create a chain of red X's. So his idea was to never break the chain. Like, that's his goal. Don't break the chain. So if you don't write that day, you can't draw the X, you break the chain. And this doesn't have to be just for writing. It could really be about, you know, creating content of some kind, working on content. It could be for creating a certain, getting a certain amount of exercise every day. It can be for meditation. It could be for whatever you want it to be. Some one singular task that is a priority above all else for you. My other example is Neil Strauss. He said something very interesting. He's an author and he doesn't believe in writer's block. He believes that if you have writer's block, or if you're procrastinating in any way, if you have writer's block, your standards for what you produce are too high. Instead, he recommends committing to writing 2 shitty pages a day. Now, what happens there is if you write 2 shitty pages, great, you accomplished exactly what you set out. But if you write 2 pretty decent or even great pages, or if there's some really good pieces in those shitty pages, then it's even better because then you get to feel like you've surprised yourself. You get to feel like you've really accomplished something. It makes you feel like you've accomplished more than you've even set out to, which in turn makes you feel probably more inspired, probably makes you feel better about yourself and more energized to keep going. Because in those cases, what might happen is you might set out to write 2 shitty pages and all of a sudden you're on a roll and it's like, you know, you might feel like writing 5 pages and they're great, or 10. Maybe you're just going to write 2, but it's just committing to the 2 and showing up and getting in flow, which can really be helpful. It's like if you allow yourself to do something crappy that you may choose to or not to use, share, or you can choose to toss it out, it gives you the opportunity to surprise yourself. And we all know how we might set out to make something great and get disappointed. I think that happens to a lot of us, which only kind of deters us from keeping going. It makes it even more hard. It makes it even more challenging and difficult. It's not good enough, you know? But when you're like, I don't care if it's crap, I'm going to at least do it. Sometimes you tend to go a little or even a lot above and beyond and end up with something pretty cool. Might not happen all the time, but it at least sets you up to have the opportunity to. So consistency is really key. And I really like the Jerry Seinfeld don't break the chain method, the Neil Strauss just lower your standards and commit to consistency. But another thing that I like to add is, and this can be helpful if you kind of struggle a bit with consistency, is take your planner, your reminder app on your phone, whatever it is that you like to use on a daily basis just to write your to-do list or keep track of your daily priorities. And for each and every day, choose something that you would think would be the most beneficial thing for you to do on a daily basis and put that on there. Put that on there for every single day. And I want to recommend that if you are the type of person who, you know, writes down your to-do list or whatever it is, make sure that whatever goals you're setting, whether they're goals that you have for the day, goals for the month, goals for the year, the rest of your life, whatever it is, make sure they're somewhere where you can see them all the time and be reminded of them as often as possible. Because a lot of the times what happens is we might write something down, move on, and suddenly get sidetracked. So it's really important that whatever you're doing, make sure it's something that you can see often. This is why I kind of like the reminders app on my phone. I try to stay away from my phone for most of the day, but it can be really helpful because I know that realistically we do spend more time near our phones than we would like. So take advantage of it, make it work for you. So realistically, maybe you're not going to hit that goal every single day. Maybe you'll skip a day, 2 out of the 7 days of the week, but it's there, which means it's more likely to get done. And I do this with meditation. Lately, I've been doing it with meditation. Ideally, I'd love to do it every day because I feel like it just makes such a difference for my mental health and my emotional health, and how I manage stress in the long run. But I find that if I do it 3 to 5 days out of the week, it's still better than no days out of the week. I also like to do this when it comes to writing, whether it's morning pages or whatever it is. I just have writing as like, do what you feel you want to do that day, but make sure that you're writing. So in conclusion, it's August. Most people are resting. If you're unhappy with how your life is in terms of what you can control, because there's always things that we can't control, don't put much or even any energy if you can avoid it. Don't put much or any energy into what you can't help. Focus on what you actually can help, what you can have an impact on, and use this time of quiet and slowness to really catch up and give yourself the head start that you probably need. So make consistency a priority, pick one task or one category that you can really commit yourself to on a daily basis and go for it. If you feel like you're procrastinating, try lowering your standards and just focus on, at minimum, showing up and being like, well, even if this is crap, I showed up. I put in the time. Woody Allen has said that 80% of success is just showing up. A lot of quotes in this episode. I'm sorry, you guys. But anyway, aim to do one specific thing that you identify as most important to your goals and your growth of your skills. Aim to do it every single day. So that way, if you realistically only hit it 3 to 4 times out of the 7 of the week, it's better than one or none. That's all for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it and got something of value out of it. If you've been enjoying this podcast so far, I'd really appreciate it if you left a rating and review and or share this with your friends on social media. If you do either, please take a screenshot and email it to me at hellogorgeous@jessicaharlow.com. You won't regret it. In return, you will receive a handful of exclusive content, such as my hair care tips and secrets for growing the longest and healthiest hair possible, as well as some of my favorite quick and healthy snacks, and so much more. It's my way of saying thank you for helping the show to grow. With that said, I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.